This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. President Draupadi Murmu will deliver a message to the nation on the eve of Janjatiya Gaurav Divas at 8 PM this evening. Akashvani Delhi will broadcast the message by President Murmu on its Indraprastha, Akashvani Live News 24/7, FM Gold and FM Rainbow channels. Janjatiya Gaurav Divas will be observed tomorrow to commemorate the birth anniversary of Bhagwan Birsa Munda. This day honors the contributions of tribal communities to the nation's history and culture. President's message will be rebroadcast tomorrow in all primary channels, local radio stations and all channels of FM Gold and FM Rainbow Network of Akashvani at 8:45 AM and 5:30 PM. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will grace the function of Janjatiya Gaurav Divas being organized by the Ministry of Tribal Affairs at Jamui in Bihar tomorrow. Akashvani Delhi will broadcast this event live from 11:30 AM onwards on its FM Gold and Indraprastha and Akashvani Live News 24/7 channels. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will also inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for multiple development projects worth over 6,640 crore rupees aimed at uplifting tribal communities and improving infrastructure in rural and remote areas of the region. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said that no one can divide the farmers in this country and unity of the farmer class is best for nationalism. Mr. Dhankar was addressing the 105th National Jat Convention in Pushkar near Ajmer today. The Vice President urged farmers to create moral values in the young generation and show them the right path. Political activity is gaining momentum across the state of Maharashtra as campaigning intensifies for the upcoming assembly elections. Senior leaders from all major political parties are canvassing at various locations in support of the candidates. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has stated that Maharashtra must take the lead in the nation's path towards Viksit Bharat, and as part of this vision, several modern infrastructure projects are currently underway in the state. Addressing an election rally in Chhatrapati Sambhaji Nagar district of Marathwada, he highlighted that investment agreements bringing in over 70,000 crore rupees have been signed for the region and projects worth more than 45,000 crore rupees are already operational in Marathwada. Deputy Chief Minister and NCP leader Ajit Pawar addressed a rally in Dindori. On the other hand, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge addressed a rally in Igatpuri, where he accused BJP leaders of making false promises to the people of Maharashtra. NCP SP Chief Sharad Pawar is campaigning in Pune district. Shiv Sena UBT Chief addressed a rally in Srigonda in Ahilyanagar district. In Jharkhand, campaigning is in full swing for the second phase of assembly elections in the state. Leaders of both the NDA and India blocs are addressing voters across the state to garner support for their party's candidate. Senior BJP leader and Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath addressed an election meeting in Dhanbad. He alleged that the JMM government is allowing infiltrators in the state. On the other hand, addressing an election meeting at Sarath in Deoghar, senior JMM leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren accused the BJP for the backwardness of Jharkhand. Leaders of RJD, AJSU and left parties are also addressing poll rallies in different parts of the state. The second phase of polling will be held on the 20th of this month, while counting will take place on the 23rd of November. Minister of State for Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions, Dr. Jitendra Singh, has said that the outcome of National Learning Week, Karma Yogi Saptah, has been amazing and it brought together Karma Yogis from across the nation, united in the spirit of capacity building and continuous learning. Addressing the valedictory ceremony of Karma Yogi Saptah today in New Delhi, Dr. Singh said the idea of National Learning Week came from Prime Minister Narendra Modi. 43rd India International Trade Fair or IITF has begun at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal inaugurated the 14-day event. The theme of this year's fair is Viksit Bharat at 2047. And in the Women's Asian Hockey Champions Trophy, host and defending champions India are currently facing Thailand in the first match. In the third match at Rajgir in Bihar, India defeated Malaysia in their first match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.